Using design thinking method to develop co-exercise mixed reality system for stroke survivors. Introduction. Annually, 795,000 people in the United States experience a stroke. 1. Stroke survivors were found to be restricted over a wide range of domains, but the greatest disadvantage occurred in the domains of mobility, physical independence and occupation. 2. In the meantime, many assistive technology devices and services have been introduced for stroke survivors, but they have not been successful. In fact, only one-third of stroke survivors succeeded in returning to the community in 2014 in South Korea. 3. High-quality interactions that enable an individual customer to co-create unique experiences with the company are the key to unlocking new sources of competitive advantage. 4. It is not easy to find out people's real needs. What people experience is often determined by tacit knowledge or latent needs and is often difficult to express in words. 5. Design Council in UK introduced a double diamond method as a new design thinking method in 2007. 6. The double diamond method is often used as a customer participation model. Clune and Simon. 7. Developed environmental sustainability strategies using the double diamond method. The aim of this study is to plan co-exercise mixed reality system for stroke survivors using design thinking. Double diamond method. Methods, design and procedure. Overall, a qualitative approach was taken within the research. The double diamond is formed from four distinct phases. These are discover, define, develop and deliver in figure 1. 6. First, in discover stage, we observe the behavior patterns of stroke survivors and conduct an in-depth interview to understand intrinsic desires. 2nd, define stage, values derived from behavioral observations were categorized based on Rokich's survey list, 8, and Maslow's desire level, 8, to derive core values. 3rd and develop stage, we found out various technologies to satisfy their core value. Also, we used ICF framework to identify their activity and participation. 9. Finally, in deliver stage, we created a storyboard to see how it could be realized. Participants, in order to find out the real value of the stroke survivors for social reintegration, we conducted various observations such as interviews with stroke survivors, professional, and welfare center. Of these, we observed two stroke survivors, age 52, age 42, male, and interview one stroke survivor, age 64, male. Results discovered during observation. We found out several insights in figure 2. The caregiver are separated from each other while sitting in a chair or waiting without any activity. Some mind stroke survivor helps a severe stroke survivor. Stroke survivors are playing the game of Go and having fun. Welfare center provides attendance book, which motivates participation of stroke survivor. Defined based on the result of discover stage, a representative type of persona is constructed as shown in figure 3. Persona I'm returning, age 52, male, has left hemiplegia due to stroke, cognitive impairment, KMMSE, of 20, and physical ability missus of 3. It is possible to move by using an assistant or a walking stick alone. Prior to his disability, he was a salesperson, but now he is unemployed and no income at all. He has a strong will to return to society, but his willingness to return to society is falling due to difficulties in integrating psychological disorders and welfare institutions. Based on the behavior observation and the persona, his day is expressed in the customer journey map as shown in figure 3. He can go to the welfare center, bus ride, exercise, lunch, various activities, help other people, and go home, subway ride, dinner, writing a diary, sleeping. The emotional curve of the journey was expressed and the value was analyzed by reflecting the emotional and intrinsic demands of each journey. His core value is healthy, safety, belongings, esteem, and self-actualization based on the results of the discover stage. Develop 1. Value-based ICF assistive technology development framework as shown in figure 4. We developed a value-based ICF framework for social reintegration by combining 5 important values derived from behavior observation and ICF. The ICF core set for stroke survivors were extracted from the journal. 10. This framework aims for enhances the core value of stroke survivors with accomplishing ICF core sets including body function, ICFB, activity and participation, ICFD, environmental factors. It also helps to identify what kinds of environment factors such as service, systems and policies, ICDE5, supports and relationships, ICFE4, attitude, ICFE3, national environment and human-made changes to environment, ICFE2, And finally, products and technology, ICFE1. We also introduced various ICF-related technology such as gaming technology, PUI, gesture recognition, VR, and mixed reality technology. Developed to co-exercise mixed reality system by using the framework in Figure 4 at the development stage, it is possible to suggest content that can help the stroke survivor to return to society. We held design thinking workshop with various professional and developed co-exercise mixed reality system. This system consists of four sub-games named self-exercise, one-on-one exercise, exercise with health machine, and on-screen co-exercise. Deliver the co-exercise mixed reality system for stroke survivors in community setting is shown in Figure 6. There are various types of community services and service funding systems in Korea. We proposed business-to-business model at the daycare center and the welfare center for stroke survivors, and it is also possible to expand into the area of people with disability and the elderly. An ecosystem that connects the game developer, service provider, and consumers is also introduced. Also, the users can check my exercise situation through the game cloud and form a social network. Discussion and conclusion. In this study, we planned and developed co-exercise mixed reality system for stroke survivors using design thinking, double diamond, method. During the design thinking procedure, we found out core values of stroke survivors, persona and their customer journey map. Also, we set up value-based ICF assistive technology development framework using ICF and core value. This new framework provides the basis for simultaneously thinking about ICF and core value in developing assistive technologies. Also, when the co-exercise mixed reality system for stroke survivors is introduced, medical costs and indirect costs, depression and social isolation, are expected to decline due to social reintegration of stroke survivors. References 1. Billinger, S.A., et al., Physical Activity and Exercise Recommendations for Stroke Survivors, Stroke, 2014, 45, 8, page 2532-2553. 2. DeLisa, S., et al., How Does Stroke Restrict Participation in Long-Term Post-Stroke Survivors? Acta Neurologica Scandinavica, 2005, 112, 3, page 157-162, 3, Kim, D.A., Preliminary Study for Designing Social Reintegration Support Program for People with Stroke based in the OPTAL, 2014, National Rehabilitation Center 4, Prahalad, C.K. and V. Ramaswamy, Co-Creation Experiences, The Next Practice and Value Creation, Journal of Interactive Marketing, 2004, 18, 3, page 514, 5, Visser, F.S., et al., Context Mapping, Experiences from Practice, Co-Design, 2005, 1, 2, page 119-149, 6, Council, D., 11 Lessons, Managing Design in 11 Global Companies Desk Research Report, Design Council, 2007, 7, Kloon, S.J. and S. Lockery, Developing Environmental Sustainability Strategies, The Double Diamond Method of LCA and Design Thinking, A Case Study from Aged Care, Journal of Cleaner Production, 2014, 85, page 6782, 8, Rokeach, M., The Nature of Human Values 1973, Free Press 9, WHO, International Classification of Functioning, Disability and Health, ICF 2001, World Health Organization 10, G., S., et al., ICF Core Sets for Stroke, Journal of Rehabilitation Medicine, 2004, 36, 0, page 135-141.